Check it out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bom 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 pa da bom pa da bom 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 pa da bom pa da bom 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 pa da 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 bom. Welcome to the podcast, Honky Tonk USA.
What?
Strap in, ride the pony.
Okay.
Don't be gay.
Hey now.
Yeehaw! Welcome to another episode of Tiger Belly. I'm your sheriff in town, and we got my little deputy here, Kalila. And we got this one right here, Tumbleweed.
I feel so at home right now.
Tumbleweed, you know what I mean? And we got right here is a little vermin. Our little vermin here.
Hi, I'm a vermin.
Yeah, we got a little vermin. And I got some good news, guys.
What's that?
I don't have diabetes.
Oh,
no,
shoot, Sheriff.
No, I think I have it, but no.
Well,
no, the good news is that... the sitcom that I did, the pilot, got picked up as a series, you know?
Yeah.
And I can maybe talk about it a bit.
A win for Papa is a win for all.
A win for the team. Oliver Hudson is in it. Mm-hmm. Have we talked about this already?
Yeah, a long time
ago. He's in Nashville, right? That show that you like?
Yeah.
And he's also Kate Hudson's brother. He's a funny white dude.
It's pretty funny.
Handsome too. Jenna Fisher is the lady in it.
The Office.
She's from The Office. Really nice lady. Very talented.
Why are you being shy about this?
And then I'm on it. It's a family show, and I cannot act the way I do. I can't, even when I'm on the set or whatever, I have to think. This is Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. Corporate America.
You cannot say the things you want to say right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm constantly walking around going, don't say, I know you see a Mexican guy at craft service, but don't say what you're going to say.
Don't throw burrito at him.
There's a black, you know what I mean, PA guy. Don't do, look at a couple of Asians
don't
there
do Urban
working.
Don't do Urban Bobby.
Don't do nothing.
Don't do Urban Bobby.
This is what I say. Yeah. I go, good morning. And they go, good morning. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Bye. And I go about my day.
Mm-hmm.
It's constant editing.
You're a shirt tucker now.
Yeah. And I show up on the set. And I go, you want to rehearse? I'll rehearse.
Mm-hmm.
I do the lines or whatever. And you do it. Mm-hmm. And then you go get in your trailer. You shut your fucking mouth. And then when they say, you're good to go home, I get in my car and then I say, fucking gook.
To yourself, though.
Yeah, to myself. Because it's all that pent up, you know, thing. So this is a job. It's a family show. And let's just do it. Well, I have to do it.
Yeah.
I signed a thing.
Contractually.
Yeah. So Thursday night, you know, because when you go on Deadline and Variety to see if what got picked up. And it had a first thing. It had ABC picks up Zach Braff show, picks up so on and so, all these shows.
Three comedies.
And
damn.
No.
And then the next article is American Idol is moving over. They're renewing American Idol, but they're moving from Fox to ABC. So
oh,
they put
shit.
A squeeze
oh.
on the comedy pilots.
Yeah, so they're not going to pick up
as many as they thought they would.
And they shot 11 or 12 comedy pilots.
And only 3 or 4 were going to get picked up now because of American Idol.
Right.
So that was the next article we wrote. And we were like,
right.
oh, fuck,
so
it's
over
for us.
It's over. Right, it's over. And you're going to go through your grieving process.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they're impossible to fucking get these things. To get one is a miracle. Then to get on one that's going to go on is a double. It's like winning 2 lotteries in a row. And the third one, staying on, oh my God. Right, so you know, so Thursday night I went through a grieving process, but then, you know, my agent called and said,
late Thursday night
goes, it's not over. I go, why? Because they're it's Warner Brothers that made it, and they're doing some sort of negotiation or whatever. So we don't know yet.
Agent talk.
So the next day I woke up, still no news, and I had to wait till 7, and then we found out. It was a tough Friday.
How'd you find out?
They called me. My agent goes, so my agent calls and then he goes, I have some bad news. I go, what is it? And he goes, you know, the show's good, you know, creatively it's good, But, you know, sometimes business can... And then I can hear my manager in the background laugh, and I knew that he was kidding around. I almost fired him right then and there. But then, you know, the one thing I wanted to go do was the upfronts, and I wasn't invited.
He didn't get to go to the club, guys.
I didn't get to go to the club that I was talking about.
You didn't get to peek your head in once and go,
No.
Hey,
they
guys,
won't even
back.
Let me even by the door. You know, they said, nope, we're going to only have Oliver and Jenna.
No extras.
And no extras. And I'm like, all right, we'll see. We'll see. But so that's cool, I guess, you know? Right or no?
Yeah.
It's corporate comedy, but what am I going to do?
You're a part of something.
Right.
That's going to pay your bills.
Like last year, you know, when Jeff Ross did one. Jeff Ross did a pilot for, I think, CBS or ABC.
And he did a network pilot?
Yeah, he did.
Jeff Ross?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe it was 1 or 2 years ago. And when he did it, I'm like, because he's cool, you know? And I'm like, oh, even he's doing it. Mm. I guess everyone wants to kind of get their foot wet, you know? I know it's not punk rock.
It's not punk rock.
It's not punk rock. But, you know, you give what... when you have lemonade, you make lemonade. Lemonade.
lemonade, you add cyanide.
Yeah, when you get no, what is it? When you get lemon, just let me fucking do it. Bum 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 bada bum bada bum 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 bum. Yeah, when you get lemons, you make lemonades. Right?
Plurals.
Yes. Many lemonades.
Yeah.
What happens when you get an orange?
Lemonade.
Still,
yeah. So that's that, and then
yesterday was a very peculiar day.
Yeah,
full of ups and downs, and I couldn't make sense of the way I felt.
Yeah,
first because we were still holding our breath, hoping that Bobby would get invited to the upfronts in New York. So we said, okay, let's go over to Melrose to Paul Smith and buy you a suit.
Right.
So we go over to Melrose.
Now, okay, but mind you, everyone listening. I don't have one.
I was going to ask, you've never had a suit?
I know how to do a tie, but I don't know. I don't have one.
He doesn't have a suit.
I never get invited to anything cool.
So what if like a wedding?
You would. I don't get invited.
Did you see what he wore to a wedding I took him to?
No. Oh, he wore denim. Jeans.
I wore raw denim.
Plenty of snot.
Converse. You know what I mean? You go to American Apparel, get a button up, and you get one of them ties from over at American Apparel.
Which is fine.
Which is $5, right? And you look good. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to break down and buy a suit. So we go to what? Paul Smith. Pink building on Melrose.
That building. Yeah.
Super fancy.
So you have 1,000 Japanese dudes in the front taking photos against the wall.
Bloggers.
Always Asians, yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of fucking, you know, it was like the cast of Pearl Harbor there.
It's the reunion.
Yeah. And I walk in and I go, oh, they seem to have really nice stuff here. And, you know, I didn't ask how much it is.
Thank God we didn't buy the pants.
Oh, I know. Fucking shit.
We only got a jacket and a tie.
So I go, maybe I'll get a jacket. So when you think you're a jacket, right? To me, a jacket, $150.
Sure. No, that's...
Fair, that's the tops.
For me,
Tie, $30.
Yeah.
Did you think of material?
Yeah.
It's cloth. It's not that much, right? And it looks okay, but nothing fancy. A shirt. Mm-hmm. So I go to the front, and he rings it up. $1,000!
And you know what he says to me? He goes, my card can't handle it. Give me your card. So I was...
Yeah, yeah. My card it did handle it, but...
Thank God.
But here's
but
the
I
thing.
Had my backup. I was like, just use my
we
card
We don't have...
Then.
Because, you know, I had IRS problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A guy goes, you can't spend a lot. Mm. So I don't. Because he said that, he said that 7 years ago. So I don't really go buy things.
Sure.
And if I buy things, I'll get comedy store checks and I'll buy clothes with it. But they don't know about it.
Yeah.
It's shadow money.
Okay? Shadow money.
Now announced to the world.
So then that happens.
But okay, only a tie and a jacket, and it was over $1,000.
How much were they?
Imagine if we got pants.
Oh my God, $2,000. Yeah.
It's beautiful though.
I don't know. If you say so.
He doesn't know anymore.
Yeah, if you say so.
Yeah.
But the guy was nice.
The guy was really nice. So we get out of the store. We're like, okay, you know, in our heads, we think Bobby's going to New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he wants, right? Yeah. We've got the suit. They're going to alter it. We'll pick it up on Monday, and then we'll fly straight to New York, right?
Hey, guys.
So we're like, you know what? Let's go.
Like, high fives in that store.
Yeah, oh, we are. We that's how we felt. We were on a high.
And then we're going to go to her store to get her a dress or whatever, right? It was a whole thing.
Yeah, and so my dress was like $50.
$50, yeah.
Cheap. Yeah. And
Goodwill.
And so we were like, why don't we go eat at Connie and Ted's? Let's splurge and have expensive seafood.
Yeah.
We got some uni. We had a whole tray of oysters. You know, I had a halibut.
And so we're at the oyster bar. They're sitting at the oyster bar. And always at the oyster bar, there's like, if there are Mexicans there or Asians, they generally kind of sometimes know me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll go, hey, you know what I mean? So that's what happened. And he goes,
we're on a high.
Goes,
okay, yeah, we're happy at this point.
Are you allergic to anything? To me? And I go, no.
Wait, we're not allergic to any food.
Everything, right? So he goes, take these. They're oyster shots.
Yeah, okay. Oysters.
So with I give one
tomato,
to,
lemon.
Yeah,
whatever.
Lemon, you know, oyster in it. I give one to her, and we took it.
Oyster. Yeah.
And as soon as I swallowed it, I had this burning sensation in my chest. And I go, that was like a shot of whiskey.
It was vodka.
Oh, or something. My God.
He didn't let us know that there was actually like an alcoholic oyster shooter.
Yeah.
And I think they're supposed to tell you because it was compliments, you know, he was a compliments from the chef, take these oyster shooters, but usually I can tell if it's an alcoholic one. I didn't even really taste it, but when we asked him, I was like, hey, was there alcohol?
No. She goes, no, because I guess I haven't drank. Okay, I've been sober for 15 years.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I haven't had it in my body, but when I feel it, you just know it instantly.
I just thought it was vinegar. That was delicious.
Right? And so Filipino.
The reason why I knew it was alcohol because I wanted to shoot heroin right then and there.
Damn.
Oh my God. It? And so he turned. I turned
to her.
We looked and the guy goes, yeah, there's alcohol in there. And I turned to Bobby and I turned pale. Like because I don't know what to do in those situations. Mm-hmm. I feel like, is that a relapse? Do we go to an AA meeting right now? Like, I forget. I don't know him.
You know what
she
said? Call your brother. Like, Mike's like Steve knows anything.
I panicked. Your sobriety means a lot to me.
Yeah.
So for you to have taken a shot of vodka in front of me,
oh my gosh,
was frightening for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's gonna go from there. I don't know if you're gonna feel a buzz and then to ask the guy for 10 more shots and I can't control you.
It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
10 more oyster shots and lemonade, please.
Yeah.
Lemonade.
Okay, here's what it is though. The reason why I know it's not a relapse because if it's an accident, that's one thing. But if I did this, if I didn't tell Kalila there's alcohol, and I looked at him and I go, hey, dude, give me 10 more of those.
Right, because I didn't taste the alcohol.
Because he didn't taste it.
There's tomatoes.
And I knew there was alcohol, but like I wanted to sneak it in. That's a relapse. Mm. So yeah, I took it. I go, okay, that's alcohol. But then it's like I could feel it in my body and it did feel good.
Wow.
There is a sense of, there's a sense when you drink alcohol, when you haven't had it, that warmth, it just feels so good.
I was screaming at him, call your sponsor now.
Yeah, and all that stuff. But I said, we're fine.
Yeah, because I called your brother later that day because I was still feeling like unsettled by it.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, like, just so you know, he accidentally took an oyster shot with alcohol. And he was like, oh, that's not a relapse, Kalai. Don't worry, because I did that. I guess Steve accidentally was fed like alcoholic, some type of, I don't know, it was rum in a food or a drink, but something. But that happened to you before, right?
Yeah. Like, so a couple years ago, I was with Joe Coy and we were pitching a show together and it was an Asian variety show.
What?
Yeah. Me, Joe Coy, and we're going to have like, we pitch it like there's like oil slides and we're in like underwear and me and Chris D'Elia and Eliza Schlesinger or whatever, we're sliding down doing games. It just, you know, you play games with the audience.
Yeah.
And it's very Japanese, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, okay.
Where you have that thing and you try to put the hanging marshmallow or whatever and you have rubber bands on your face.
Yeah.
That whole thing, right? And no one bought it, but but we were pitching it together and our producer was this guy named Robert Morton. Robert Morton, he produced the Letterman back in the 80s, 20 years of it. And in fact, he was on it a lot. So he's a cool, I mean, I just was excited that Robert was doing our show. And we were at Hugo's, which is a restaurant. and he had seen me do a vape pen with, you know, just tobacco. Mm-hmm. I used to vape a lot. And so he goes, check out my new vape. And I go, oh, that's cool. He's like, you want to try it? I go, yeah, yeah. And he went to the bathroom. So I just picked it up and I did it. It was marijuana.
Oh, fuck.
Right? And then when he came back, I started getting high. Right? Yeah. And I looked at him. I go, dude, was there a fucking pot in that? He goes, yeah, that's what you use it for. Like, why would you smoke tobacco out of that?
I don't know.
That is a good point.
It was a very good point.
Yeah.
But I go, I call my sponsor. Mm-hmm. He goes, go home, lay down. You got a free high. And just, it was an accident.
What about that time you accidentally took the whiskey?
I don't want to call him out.
Oh, just, you don't have to name the person. Just,
Oh, wait, this is a fucked up thing.
This one's fucked up.
This is really fucked up. When I first got sober, I was with a lot of people from Mad TV and a lot of their friends. And this is actors and people that we know, right? And we were at a bar. And I was two years sober. And one of the actor's friends, who's an actor...
Good.
Walks up to me and goes, hey, Lee, what do you want? I go, get me a Diet Coke, please. Oh. He knows I'm sober. And he ordered a Jack and Coke. And he gave it to me. And I drank it. And obviously you could feel the alcohol. I go, dude, this is Jack and Coke. And he laughs.
That's so fucked up.
You know what I mean? And I was like,
he knows.
I said, I don't want to say you want to. You do you know what I mean again?
Yeah.
And next time I say it, hit me in the fucking arm.
Okay.
No.
Now slap my arm as hard as you can. All three of you.
Okay.
And I was livid. I go, that's not fucking funny. Like, I could die.
He's like, sorry, God, you're so sensitive.
What? He's like one of those guys. Right? And I was driving down the street the other day and I saw him on a billboard. For a show. And it always reminds me when I see him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But I saw him on the billboard. I'm like, oh, remember that? I remember that. Yeah, so it's happened
so
three times.
After he took that shot yesterday, after we took that oyster shot, and I mean, I guess I didn't want to admit to him, but I guess I felt a buzz too, and he felt a buzz, and we were looking at each other.
Yeah. You guys were drunk.
And we were like, wait, like, this is so, it's so weird that I always, I'm kind of superstitious, and I'm kind of, when something good happens, I always think something bad is going to happen, so I'm always very scared that, oh God, you know, the show got picked up, now he's going to relapse, and everything's just going to, you know, it's all downhill from here. And then 3 minutes after he took the shot, he got a phone call from his agent and who said, you're not invited to New York. So I was like, is he going to order another shot?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
It got weird.
It got really weird.
What you just said right now, though, like when something good happens, something bad's going to happen. I don't feel that way because something bad already happened.
Which is?
I was born with this body. So whenever something good happens, like already the bad thing already happened.
It's good.
I was born with it.
No, that what's talking is my anxiety. That's an anxious mind. Somebody who just can't accept things for what they are. There's got to be a price to pay somehow. Like, who do I pay for this good time?
The price is my life. You know, like getting molested and getting beat by my dad and all the things that happened and the struggles of me crawling... I'm going to say this, and this is going to sound fucking arrogant, but when good things like this happen, I don't think, oh, I mean, there is a part of me that's like, I'm lucky. Oh, cool. But it's like, it's not as if it happened randomly. I've been working at it
for
over 20 years.
No, you deserve this, sweetie.
Yeah, I feel like there is a part of me that's like, you know what? You're owed every once in a while a cool job, you know? But I'm grateful. Don't get me wrong. I am. But I, you know what was a better feeling than getting the show?
What?
Running into Dat Fan a week before.
I love that. Bigger high?
That got me a bigger high.
Yeah, you said it reminded you of like bumping into Eddie Murphy.
Bumping into Eddie Murphy. So I got two good highs in the last couple of weeks.
Wow. Three, including the vodka.
With the vodka, too. That's three good highs for me.
All for free, guys.
And I'm not going to get revenge on Steve-O because he canceled on us today.
He didn't cancel.
What happened?
He rescheduled for 26.
No. We're so busy. Let me say something right now. I understand. I understand there's a scheduling conflict. He was in the books for a month. Okay. I love the guy. He's a friend of mine. He is a friend. But we have to make a precedent that if you cancel, you might not get on for another year.
Nah, don't do that.
I'll tell you why. Because I have Jeff Ross that wants to do it now.
Ooh.
I've got so many people that want to do it. So it's, they have, the people have to get back in line. Pauly every day is texting me. Mencia wants to do it. All these guys want to do it. So Theo Vaughn wanted to do it. I mean, so many people.
It doesn't matter if we have space for Steve-O to
we
reschedule.
Might, we don't
why
have
not?
Space.
Yes,
because we
do.
Have all these people.
Oh my God, we're not that big. Stop making it out like we're just.
Don't cancel on me.
We're not Mark Maron.
Don't cancel.
Sadie.
Don't fucking do it.
I was excited, Steve. Fuck.
He's on his way to the Philippines
for
right
what
now.
What reason?
To probably work. Or do good things for the world.
What kind of job does he have in the Philippines? What, he's going to tack himself to a palm tree?
And there it is.
He's going to put dynamites in a coconut and, like, you know what I mean, run with it? What's he going to do there?
That could be a real thing, actually. I don't know.
He probably has a show there. People love him out there. Do you know how big Steve-O is in the Philippines?
Jackass and the Wild Boys.
Yeah, huge.
Oh, I bet. I bet, yeah. They love that shit.
He's a universal success, Steve-O.
He is a universal
success. That's why he can reschedule anytime
he'd
like.
He can do whatever he wants to. I'm sorry, I take it back. I just, I was, because I have some stories with him.
Ooh, that I'm
going to save him, but I'm going to say that I have some stories with him, mm-hmm. you know? And I was excited about it, that's all. And I get hurt, but I can move on.
Okay, let's move on to your newest crush. So,
fuck, do we have to talk about it?
Yes. Bobby says Tony Thornburg is not his number one
hey,
anymore.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, no.
Tony, if you're listening, you're fucking out, bro.
He's number two now.
Because I know you've been in LA a couple of times.
Has
since
he?
Has he really?
Since I've announced that I have a crush on you. No coffee, nothing.
Wow.
So you're out. All right. My new guy is, you've heard of South Korea?
We've heard of it.
You mean the country?
Yeah, the country, dog.
Okay. Yeah, what's up, Urban Bobby?
What's up, man?
Yeah,
the country, bro.
Yeah, okay.
I got Seoul, too, dog. I got Seoul, Korea, bro.
I got Seoul, too, man.
So, you know? Anyway, dude. No, dude. So, they have a new president, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a bodyguard.
Oh, that guy.
The bodyguard.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like, he's got a man pussy.
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
He's got a dick, but to me, my eyes probably will psychologically turn into a vagina.
Mm. Oh, so like the balls turn into a labia.
Yeah.
And the penis is the clitoris.
So next thing I know, I see vagina, but then I'm like eating it, and then all of a sudden it's a dick in my mouth.
Well, if you're eating. Well,
you know what I mean?
He's so
I said it again. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
Did he?
I said, yeah, you know what I mean? Okay.
Young Jay Choi.
That's his name, Young Jay Choi.
Mr. Guys, Choi.
Yeah. And they people take photos of him like half of his face around the corner of a room. Like people are like, they don't give a fuck about the president. They're taking photos of this bodyguard. And he is cute as fuck. He is kind of Steven Yeun-y.
Yeah.
But thicker.
Muscle,
And more muscly.
And probably
and older.
Very good with weapons. Think
he
about
looks like
it.
An assassin.
Yeah.
Ninja assassin.
He's
like
a
Rain.
Real life
like
assassin. Rain, you know he's got to be really good with you know, martial arts or some type of like...
Yeah, but you don't know? You think that's distracting? It's like if I... There's a photo I saw where it was him and another bodyguard with the president. You know who I feel bad for? The other bodyguard. Like he's just standing there, no one wants to take a photo of me.
Why's no one like me?
Yeah, because he looks like, you know, a flat-faced gook like me, you know? But this other one, it's like, I don't think that, I don't, if I was the president, I want my guys ugly.
Oh, for sure ugly. Huge.
I don't want anyone taking a photo of my bodyguard and not me. How sad would that be? Right? Like you see cameras like pointed to your left, right? And you're like, oh my God, it's not on me. It's on, what's his name?
Young Jae Choi.
Young Jae Choi. Mm.
Hey, wait, hold on. Choi is his last name because in Korean you say the last name
that's
first.
Why I
so it's Choi Young Jae.
Choi Young Jae.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mixic Choi.
Yeah. Like Min is his
Min
last
is
name.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're that good looking, how do you even like.
Cho Song Wei is my favorite.
Well, that's
come
not
on,
true.
Bobby.
I'm kidding.
Take it back.
I take it back.
But do it in your urban voice. So it...
Yo, dog, I take it back. What?
I got Seoul.
Yeah.
I got Seoul.
Seoul Korea.
S-E-O-U-A.
Yeah. Is that racism?
What?
When I do that?
No, that guy looks
because
southern.
I do it though when I see my friends.
What kind of friends?
Like if I see like Ian Edwards with like Tony Rock.
Yeah, that's really awkward.
Like sad. Oh. You know what I mean? And they play along.
You obviously haven't seen the movie Dear White People.
I know, but I'm not white.
I know, but it's like okay, so can I give you guys an example? Can I give you guys an example? Yeah. I know there are sponsors and I really love Beachbody.com. I do. This isn't an ad here. We're not getting paid this episode. Yeah. But it's okay, so one of the main guys, he's the main guy on P90X and he does this hardcore one with just like military people, right? And it's a great workout, but I always put it on mute and I just follow it because every time he sees a black guy, he kind of does what you do. Which is, what's up, my brother? And it makes me feel so awkward.
But he's white, he's white like, though, right?
Tony Horton?
Yeah, Tony Horton.
Is he white? Is he white?
He's white, really white,
weird.
White,
then it's weird.
White. Okay, and he looks at a guy who's like a light-skinned black guy, and he always draws parallels. So he's like, oh, this is, what's the basketball player's name from the Warrior, Golden State?
Steph Curry?
Yeah, this is Steph Curry's brother right here. And then he'll look at a light-skinned black woman, like, Michael Jackson, what's up?
Oh. Whoa!
And so
no.
What's up?
Nope.
I love the workouts. I do them anyways, but I put them on mute because I can't. It makes me
Michael
feel weird.
Michael Jackson, what's up?
Here, when people are like oblivious to race in that way, like when I'm at the spa and I run into Polly, it's so dreadful.
Yeah.
Because you'll go, Chinese people, China. And you'll do that.
That's good.
And I'll go, dude, shut the fuck up. Because, you know, the Oaks, there are Koreans there you don't fuck with. Mm-hmm. You know, they have wads of money. They wear glasses at night at 3 a.m. indoors. You know, I mean, they're not fucking around.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when he does that, I have to go to chill. Because I just love Chinese people, dude. It's like, don't say, I'm not Chinese. But like, he does that. And there's nothing I can do about it because he'll just stop. If I really get mad, I'm afraid, you know, there are consequences.
Mm.
You know, so I don't say anything. Is that cowardly of me?
No.
A little bit, yeah.
What do you mean?
I think that you should have more like fiber in your being, more moral fiber to stand up for Asians as a whole. That's one fucking person.
But if you say no to Pauly Shore, you just keep doing it. Right?
You're absolutely wrong about that. I'll tell you why. Did I ever talk about Mitzi and what she did?
With the Thai people?
No, but the restaurant. I can't believe I'm telling the story.
Please.
But I'll just say it, okay? I'll just walk around it.
Cool.
So,
tightrope.
Mitzi said something to me that hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I went to my AA sponsor at the time. And I was 23, 24. And I was going to meetings in San Diego a lot. And I walked up to him and I go, yeah, she really said this. It really hurt my feelings. And he goes, well, what you have to do is you have to write the steps about it, right? You have to write down why you're resentful, do a column, and then also approach her and tell you how you feel about it and how that you have a resentment. And I go, I'm not doing that.
That's a little excessive.
And he's like, no, but you have to, because I go, no, I don't, because that works anywhere else in the world except for her.
Mm.
She's one of the, it's like when I went to the airport once with Dice and he smoked inside the airport. He literally lit up a cigarette inside the airport. And I go, you're not supposed to do that. He's like, what are you gonna do, Ching? you're gonna tell me to put it out. They're gonna tell me to put
that,
you know
what
I mean?
That's
like
a good Dice.
And I'm like, all right, just smoke then. You know, like you don't, they do what they want.
You know what? You're in that sense, you're right. I guess if it was a different person, if it wasn't Pauly, you would be like, hey, dude, you can't say that to me. But he really is incorrigible. He cannot be changed.
He can't be changed. He is who he is. And I love him. And he started my career.
Oh, yeah.
So call me Chinese. All you want.
Dude, every day.
Right? But what I'm saying, though, is that if I walk up to Tony Rock or whatever, whoever it is, right, and I go, what's up, you know, and do that whole thing, just listen, all right? To me, it's not as bad as a white person doing it.
George, can you try it? I'll say, so what's up, Michael Jackson? Say that.
Yo, what's up, Michael Jackson?
See, it's worse.
It's weird.
It's weirder, right? Weird.
But you tried.
I tried.
But here's why, I believe, because we're on the same list as African Americans on the KKK list.
Oh, you guys, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right, so in their view, we're all one thing. Although we're like ninth on the list.
Yeah.
It probably goes, who do you think, in terms of the KKK, Jews is number one.
Jews are number one, I think.
Two is really? African American.
Over African American. Oh, I think so, yeah.
Oh.
Jews, number one. There aren't a lot of lists.
Yeah. And then
it's a very short list.
It's a short, yeah, there aren't a lot of lists. But Jews, African Americans. Third is probably, no, you know what? Muslim, Middle Eastern. I think they're second.
Oh, religious, yeah.
Yeah, I think that, and they'll probably be number two. And then African Americans are three. The four, Latinos, for sure. Shoo-in. Mm-hmm. And five, there's not a lot.
I think you break up the Asians, because I think they're okay with the lighter skin Asians. But you show like
I'm certain they don't know the difference between an Indian and someone from the Middle East.
Oh, they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Indians are fifth. Mm. And then we're probably sixth.
Oh, that means that Filipinos Asians are seventh.
No, Filipinos are.
We fall
under,
like, we're basically black. Yeah. We're basically Mexican. Black and Mexican. Mexican. We're a mix between.
But if there was a race war right now, and minorities collectively outnumber whites now, right? If you put, we do.
In all of America?
I think in California.
Yeah, in all of America, dude.
In California, whites are definitely the minority.
Yeah, California.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I mean, just overall, like they've been out, they're not, they don't make up the majority.
But in a race war, let's just suppose it's cut down the line, 50-50.
I'm joining the Mexicans right
no,
now.
No, but what I'm saying, I think that white people would still win that war because they have access to weapons that we don't.
What?
Yeah, the government.
Who's
and
the?
Oh, you mean
the
in America?
In America.
Oh, okay.
In a race war in America.
Positions, all positions.
Right, and we were just, white people just were forced to be in war with minorities. We would have crazy people. I mean, I would feel pretty good with the art side. Mm. We have the Latin gangs like MS-13, LK.
Yeah.
LK.
Yeah. Yeah.
We still got the Bloods and Crips.
Sure. Yeah.
We still got we still got some good people.
Yeah.
Right?
We got Toonerville.
But they have Halliburton. They have access. They have military, probably.
Rothschild.
What's Rothschild?
Like the big banks and stuff.
Yeah, they have a lot of things that
money.
We don't have. Yeah. So I think that would be a really bloody war.
Yeah.
It's a war that I don't want to see.
We also have a system set up to keep minorities down. So, of course, we'd lose. We're already losing even without the war.
Yeah, but
it's already a war.
Nah, because dog. Yo, bro. So that war.
Oh, God. You actually sounded urban and Asian. That war
is. Yeah, but that war.
Urban Asian. Urban Asian.
Yeah, that war is.
Urbasian.
Urbasian.
A long war. It's a long war because we hide in the urban areas. But it'd be difficult because we would. That would be a 200-year war.
We would go guerrilla warfare.
Guerrilla warfare,
yeah.
For sure.
No uniforms. You don't know where we're coming from.
Well, they know who we are by our faces.
But here's
Anything
where I
brown,
find interesting, okay?
Yeah.
Because you're saying if there was a race war, I really do think we would at least recruit 75% of the white people in America, believe it or not.
In the rule, you can't recruit.
What do you mean?
It's just down the line.
So George is out.
Let's say an alien race for some reason came down and just put it in the minds of all whites.
Like a game.
Have to kill these minorities, right? So it's split down the middle. There's no recruiting. Mm-hmm. All right.
Brainwash. Yeah.
Because then, like, we could just they would get the whites would get a bunch of fat white chicks to recruit black people.
You know,
so then, yeah. So and then we'd be like, oh fuck, we're gone.
Yeah.
We're dead.
Yeah.
So, right?
They don't own
They use big white women as bait.
That's
their first strategy.
And it's like, yo, Natron, where you going? Yeah, man, switching sides, bro.
His name is Natron.
Natron means from the San Diego Chargers. I like that name, Natron.
Natron.
Natron is a great name.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an awesome name.
They got white, fat pussy, you know, whatever, and then he's gone. And then they would probably get sugary drinks and tits to steal the Mexicans.
Yeah. What's the Asian bait? Oh we're
fuck.
Pretty.
Dried fish. Yeah. Hold on. Baguio is.
Here's fermented stuff.
Yeah, fermented.
No, I'll tell you why we don't have a bait.
Yeah.
Because remember that Japanese soldier who was in the Philippines for 40 years. He thought that the war was still going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
World War II, still, and he lived 40 years. He killed a bunch of Filipinos.
Yeah.
And he refused to let the fucking war die.
Wait, what?
Well, I don't know what this
he
is.
He didn't know that the war was over.
He didn't
and
know
he
the
had
war
been
over.
Living isolated like a hermit like in a like hermit, a cave in a or cave. Whatever.
So he was just doing guerrilla warfare?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
By himself.
And then one like, day, what? I think somebody convinced him that the war is over 40 years later. And he goes, oh, okay. And he went back to Japan. Yeah.
They let him go after that?
After
well, you
this is
know.
Not real.
Yeah, look him up.
I'm not sure your story is accurate.
I'm gonna look him up. I think it is. No, I think okay. While you guys talk over. Like,
I had to prove my point. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, okay, bye. You only killed half our country by yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
If it is during warfare, it's okay. So maybe?
Yeah.
I don't
Nah. I mean, there's a good chance it's probably true, George. I have heard some version of this story, but I don't know if his account
like
is accurate.
Myth. It sounds like the Philippines version of an urban myth that like gets passed along because it's such a great story.
The Japanese done fucked up our people, man.
What would I Google?
Bobby's the worst
Japanese
at Google.
I put Japanese World War II Philippines.
No, just put Japanese soldier cave Philippines.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Also, he uses his middle finger for everything.
Yeah.
Wait, why do you use your...
Have you seen him type? No. It's like he's a typewriter.
Two fingers or one?
Here we go. His name is Huru Onada.
Okay, that sounds Japanese.
Huru Onada, bro.
Okay,
right?
Read it.
Huru Onada, or here we go, was an Imperial Japanese Army intelligence officer who fought in World War II and was a Japanese holdout who did not surrender in 1945. After Onada spent 29 years holding out in the Philippines, his former commander traveled from Japan to personally issue orders relieving him from duty in 1974.
Why'd they take that long?
I don't
to
know.
To go find Jeez. Him.
So
they were like,
lying?
I wonder how long he's going to stay.
It wasn't 40 years, but it was a long time.
Sweetie.
Am I right?
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Apologize. I fucking apologize.
We're sorry.
You win this time, sir.
Yeah, I know I did.
He's a handsome man, though.
I don't know about handsome, but...
Wait, sweetie, but did he end up killing people still?
He killed a couple of Filipinos.
Oh, my god!
And it took that long, 29 years, for Japan to be like, hey, let's go find that guy.
Well, it also had to get the admiral, his you know superior
right,
to come down.
Yeah, it had to be above him. Right?
Above him,
or else
yeah.
He wouldn't listen to a subordinate.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's holy freak. Shit!
Yeah, so that's why in a race war, I don't think Asians would surrender.
We just keep going.
I think we would keep
this,
going.
If you fed me this right here, which is a mango pineapple hybrid,
yeah.
Oh, that would date me in all day long.
It would
only oh, just yeah. just you.
You're just a
traitor.
Me.
You're a fucking traitor.
Nah.
I know.
I make a stealthy.
What
fucking
would be your
soldier.
Weakness?
How dare you?
If George had like
hunger,
God.
I swear he's the most baitable guy.
We can still eat.
Yeah, we can still eat.
But like, what's the true deep thing where it's like, oh, that's what's gonna trigger me to jump sides?
Oh my God!
If you saw George walking, the white flag,
and he said,
oh, "Here's the only way they could do
we'll
it.
Put you on a
here's
billboard
the only way they
and get you
it,
to the upfront."
Right? No, no, no.
Hey, Bobby,
here's
the
what
upfront.
It is. Because minorities would take over L.A.
Sure. Yeah.
I think we would drive the
this
whites out.
This would be
out.
Our stronghold.
Probably be a stronghold.
New York, too. Yeah.
So we're here. It's like escape from New York. It's mm-hmm. barricaded. And then the whites turned off the power, and it can no longer play video games.
I see.
Right?
Okay.
Or disconnected my Wi-Fi. I couldn't, like, you know.
So first world.
They disconnected
and then I'd be like, oh, fuck. I got to play Destiny. So then I would probably go over.
Then you take that Destiny knowledge out into the real world.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
that
see,
is
babe.
You'd just be like thinking about what's the next gun I can get.
Yeah.
I don't think I can actually shoot a person.
If you saw George on the opposing line and you
for
know
mm-hmm.
for all that George has done for us, would you be able to kill him?
Yes. Yes.
I couldn't do it.
Only if he tried to kill me. But I would try to talk it out.
Yeah, that's some Civil War shit there.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
bye, George.
No, you know what I would do?
First, get my partner payout.
Okay, how about this? I find out. So we're in LA. I find that the whites have snuck into, you know, like at the canyon, somewhere in the canyon. Where's the Topanga Canyon?
Okay. Yeah.
That's the white stronghold.
Right, right.
Yeah. Topanga canyon.
Well, that's the hippie stronghold.
Yeah, Topanga Canyon.
Toluca Lake.
Right. And my general said to me and my brother and Gilbert, you guys have to like hunt them down. So I go and we see George.
By the way, who's our general? a minority.
Or it's Delroy Lindo.
Okay.
That's a good choice. Yeah, I trust him.
Delroy Lindo.
Yeah.
Delroy Lindo tells us, and then we go and we see George, and he's lost. We have machine guns.
He's scavenging for berries.
And you know what would happen? Steve would hug him. I know it.
Yeah. Oh, George!
Hey, George!
The ASMR videos are coming out? How's that coming out?
And then we'd have to go, shut the fuck up, Steve! Steve, get back! And I'd have to go up to him and go, what's up, man? Let's just play it out. What's up, man?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, George. How are you?
Good. I got like 3 wild blueberries here, and I'm just real hungry.
Whatever, man. How are you doing? Shut the fuck up. I'm supposed to kill you, and I'm going to let you go. So I'm going to turn around. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to count to 20.
That's it?
Yeah, and you better be gone.
You better zigzag, George.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm running.
Would you run?
Oh, hell yeah.
But you know what I would say to you before that, before I turn around? Hey, if the circumstances were different, I love you, man. 1, 2, 3. You better be running.
Bang, 4. Bang. Gilbert shoots George in the leg. That was for Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Kaboom.
Let's not think about that. It makes me sad.
Let's not think about race wars.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's also 2017. It's never going to happen.
Never. Although I have been watching.
I just want to switch sides. I don't like not being able to switch sides.
I have been watching The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu.
What's that? Yeah.
And it's making me feel some type of way.
There's a lot of rape or something going on.
It's not really rape as much as, okay, so like basically climate change, overpopulation, and a lot of different things have caused women to be infertile and a lot of men to be infertile as well. So what they do is basically they kidnap or they arrest all the known fertile women.
Yeah.
And they turn them into handmaids to basically have sex and procreate with the higher ups in government. So it's, and then they make the women wear these like almost like Puritan, like Quaker looking.
Yeah, but what about if I was a farmer, I was a guy,
yeah,
and I was fertile also.
What do you mean? No, but you can't.
Why not?
Okay, so it gets a little bit more complex once you watch more episodes because there are instances of that. But they say this term in the show called Under His Eye. They say that's how they greet each other, Under His Eye, because there's always someone watching. Mm. The eye is always watching. So you cannot have sex with anybody for pleasure. You can't have sex for pleasure, like at all.
Yeah.
You only have sex for procreation.
What if I just, okay, I'm a farmer.
Yeah.
Can I ask these questions?
Yeah.
And I run into you're a handmaiden.
Yeah.
Would I know you from their past life or no?
Yes, you could.
I could.
Yeah.
Kaleida.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go fuck behind the tree.
Okay. And if we get caught by an eye, we're dead.
But would you?
But they wouldn't kill
would
me.
Would you fuck me though?
I might. For sure.
What do you mean you might?
Because
you might?
They're not going to kill me because they need my vagina and my ovaries and my uterus, right? But they're going to kill you, but they're going to cut off an arm because I can still procreate.
It's not worth it. Like, I'll just jerk off.
Because if these women like step out of line, they'll gouge an eye out, and they're like, "Oh, we don't need your eye anyways."
Just show me a titty, and I go behind a tree and I jerk off.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I can't do that either.
That's part
no,
of the rules.
We'd get killed.
Oh,
the
man.
Eye is always watching.
You can't jerk off.
But what we could do?
The eye doesn't let people jerk off.
No,
that's a dangerous society.
What we could do is we could in this world, Canada is a safe place. So we just need to cross the border
we're
into
going
Canada.
To Canada, dude. We made love last week. We didn't kiss once. We didn't kiss once.
We didn't kiss anymore.
We don't kiss anymore. We just fuck like rabbits.
Is that normal?
You don't even look at me.
I didn't do look at
you. No, you don't.
You.
I look at you and you turn away.
You look away from him? That's so
Or she'll
mean.
Do this. Like, she'll tuck her like...
Your neck fat?
Neck. And then like she'll look away from me like that.
No, because I'm much taller. So if I'm on top, he's... Okay, if I'm on top straddling, his head is here.
Yeah,
like it's,
yeah.
He's so short. So if I'm like on top but kind of falling forward.
Yeah, and I have to do, so this right here.
Like my head is here.
Like, this is her head. So this is my hand at the back of her head.
Yeah.
And I'm like this.
Oh my God.
And I'm doing this like this.
You actually have to work out.
Yeah, I'm working out.
I'm 5'8".
Right.
I have a long
it's
torso.
It's the best.
I have a question. Do you guys still make out like spontaneously?
No, never.
We do pecs and the lips though.
Yeah, we kiss a lot, but we just don't, don't make out.
Fuck it.
Okay, how important is making out? Because now I feel like maybe I'm missing out
well,
on
how
the...
how often did you guys do
Shut
it
up.
Start dating?
Shut up.
Make out right now.
What is that?
We're not making out.
How often did you make out?
What are we, 12 in a fucking car?
I can't remember the last time we made out during sex.
All right.
Without sex.
We don't make out.
All right, Gilbert. What was your love life like? You want to talk about that, friend?
We make out. That's it.
You make out. They make out a lot, babe.
No, no. Hey, my mom's listening. No, no, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
man.
Your mom is not okay with you having sex.
No, or kissing. So we're just friends that are getting to know each other.
Yeah, Cindy's just a friend.
But you know what's great right now? My brother and his girlfriend and their dog, who is not house trained, is driving to my parents' house in Phoenix right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I wish I was there.
Why?
Because this dog has never shit outside.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, it's a sweet dog. And his parents' house is wild.
It's parents, the parents' house is carpeted.
It's carpeted, and it's like a museum.
Oh, like your mom likes clean.
Mm. When you can't walk in with, if you're not wearing socks. Yeah. Like you have to wear socks when you go in, which is normal.
Yeah, and my dad is like literally, he can't talk. And he can't really move that well.
He can't really talk well, but he'll still tell you to put your socks on.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so with this dog,
it'll
be interesting.
I cannot wait.
Such a cute dog, though.
And they've never met Alani.
They're going to love her.
They're going to love her, yeah. But I still factor. Was with the dog. Oh, my God.
Is your mom one to get angry right away or like pull him aside?
No, for 3 days, she'll endure it.
Oh.
She has to endure it. Because if she doesn't, my brother will die alone.
No.
Yeah. And no. I don't want him to die alone.
No. They're going to have a great time there. Everything will be okay. They have a yard. The dog can poo and pee there.
No, no. That dog, you'll take it for a walk. It'll run around and then it'll wait till it comes back inside to take a shit.
I know. That's what he does.
Is that what happens for real?
Yeah. And also, the other night he was here. What was the pee like?
Because he still has his balls. So I think he's like, he has that.
It's territory
you know when you pee?
Oh,
it's like territory pee is different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the territory pee is a little stickier and like mustier. Chaos. It's like a, but it's still a puppy. It's only 8 months old. It'll be fine. Everything will be fine, Bobby.
It'll be great.
Okay, so you earlier you mentioned Escape from New York when you were talking about the race wars.
Yeah.
On our car ride home from Lucky Boy the other day, we were talking about which movies we would want to remake from. We would want to see be remade from the 80s because they're doing that a lot now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do it with Akira. They're going to do it with just a bunch of things. What would be your top three movies you would want to see remade?
The Warriors.
Warriors for sure.
Warriors.
Escape from New York.
Who would you want to direct the Warriors first?
The Warriors should be done by
Jordan Peele.
Maybe Jordan. Jordan would be great.
He could do it, yeah.
Jordan could do it. Because he has the imagination for it. I mean, everything that I would want would be directed by Christopher Nolan.
That's true. That's new.
Did you see that new fucking war movie? New war movie.
Is Dunkirk out already?
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Dunkirk.
I want to see it.
Have you seen the trailer?
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Oh, my God.
My heart pounds when you hear the planes.
You see anything from this guy, Christopher Nolan, you know?
You know,
dog, it's like fucking every frame is a painting. This motherfucker right here, dog. This white dude, Christopher Nolan.
Herbasian.
Yo, dude. All day, every day, dude.
That's my least favorite word of all.
What?
Do.
Why?
I hate it when people say it.
Yeah.
Is that Herbasian, babe? Can't do
it. Don't
it
talk
anymore.
To me like that. I'm a TV star now.
Do you know since he's gotten this pilot, he refuses to even so much as like get me orange juice. He's like, I'm a TV star now. Go get your own goddamn orange juice.
Yeah,
get your own
orange. Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
In fact, from now on, don't lock eyes with me.
Even when we're having sex, do not do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what other movies? Warriors?
Oh, Highlander.
Highlander.
Do you remember there can only be one?
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery and Christopher Lambert.
They are remaking it.
They are?
Mm-hmm. They already, hold on, who casted someone already?
No, who?
Who's directing it?
I'll tell you right now.
Oh, that's going to be great. Highlander's a good, what do you think about? I think they should do Goonies 2017, but now they're all
they
older.
Need to do Goonies, yeah.
But they're all older,
mm-hmm.
And make it a comedy. And don't cast the old people. Maybe put Brolin still in it. You couldn't put Corey Feldman, is he in Goonies?
I think so.
Is it Corey Feldman?
If he shouldn't be in the new one.
Okay, so who's casting the remake
of
Highlander?
Highlander
is Chad Stahelski. He's the guy that did John Wick 2. The guy's
Yeah,
they gave it to him.
I love that new Blade Runner though.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Gosling
looks really good. I want to look at the Goonies cast.
The Goonies.
They re-
yeah, oh, because yeah. I want to do Goonies, but Goonies 2000. Oh, yeah, Corey Feldman, isn't it? Sean Austin's still in it. You could probably cast him.
How about Josh Brolin?
Josh Brolin, yeah, because yeah. he's relevant, right? Chunk, we'd have to look at how skinny he is. We have to get somebody.
Oh, no, yeah.
Who gets to do Data?
Eric Stone Street as Chunk. Right? Data, I would want, but yeah, they won't. Yeah. They wouldn't give it to me. I think they would give it to Ken. Ken Jeong.
Yeah.
Martha Plimpton can still play her.
She's great.
Sloth, they could put...
What are you going to say?
Nothing. See what I'm doing?
Yeah.
I'm editing. I'm doing good things.
Well, we just had a whole episode about race wars, and so I don't know how well that's going to fly over. What's your third movie?
I said Goonies.
These are the list that you, these are the other ones that you gave me. What? You said Logan's Run.
Yeah, but I don't know much about it anymore.
Escape from New York.
I said that already.
Soylent Green.
Yeah, but the Soylent Green is, you know what the you know what the twist of that is?
No, I have never seen it, so don't kill it for me.
Well, no, because it's a famous log line that people say. Soylent Green is people. Is the log line. Basically what it is, it's in
I've
the future.
I've never heard of that before. And
you've never heard of it?
No, I've only heard of it because of the drink that they have now.
Yeah.
Soylent. Right. But in the movie, they are fed this food called Soylent Green.
Mm-hmm.
And what they realize, it's reprocessed humans.
Oh,
fuck.
And that's the switch at the end. I think Charlton Heston's in it. And he screams out, Soylent Green is people!
Oh, right.
No!
And they ate a bunch. Yeah.
Did you see that? I guess this woman who's trying to like sue, I think is it Vita Coco? Because I guess she drank a little bit of a Vita Coco and it seemed like thick and mushy. So she felt like she's...
What's a Vita Coco?
Coconut water.
Coconut by Rihanna is the
Let me make sure it's Vita Coco. I don't want to like shit on a product. Anyways, I'm pretty sure it was Vita Coco. So she was like, what the fuck? And she like vomited because it was disgusting. So she like opened up the box of the Vita Coco. And inside it looked like a fucking like dead squid. Can I just show you the picture, please? Because it's so funny.
A dead squid?
Yeah, but the thing is that like Fig Newtons, it's guaranteed, right? There's 30% of its cockroach.
Really?
Not 30%, but yeah, that's
I'm gonna.
I thought they meant like they actually like harvest cockroaches.
No, wait, I'm gonna look it up. Fig Newton, right?
Cockroaches.
Newton, yeah.
You know,
Newton cockroach.
Insects have a lot of protein. It's the safest thing to eat.
In that case, get your Fig Newtons with the promo code Belly.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Coconut water squid.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to look up something. Cheesecake penis skin.
Okay, so this is bugs, rat hairs, and here you go. Fig paste is allowed to have up to 13 insect heads per 100 grams.
What do you mean allowed?
What do you mean allowed?
Why is that
it's
even
not
a thing?
In the ingredient? But they're allowed to have it.
What the fuck?
What a specific
number.
So
it's like, in it, a little one, they'll pass.
Yeah. Ooh. Not 14 cockroach heads, only 13 cockroach heads.
Yeah.
14, you got to put it on the ingredients.
Yeah.
Babe, look at what that lady found inside her Vita Coco.
Let me see.
Wait, they found all that inner Vita Coco?
Let me see. Show me really quick.
What the fuck? Wait, can you sue?
No.
I swear to God.
Can you show the camera that? Oh my God.
Oh my God. You can sue.
You have to, right?
That's pretty funny. And you know, Vita Coco's response was like, oh, that's just random spoilage, guys.
Oh, a giant squid in a fucking container? Are you fucking kidding me?
That's crazy.
Oh, God. But I'm really sad about it because these things are made in the Philippines and Bobby's going to shit on the Philippines again.
See, that's why I'm not shocked by it.
That's normal.
I mean, that if you look up Philippines, that should be the symbol.
Also,
the mascot just put eyes on it and a little mouth.
Also, Fig Newtons are also manufactured in the Philippines.
But this is one of my biggest pet peeves with people traveling. People who travel but don't eat the street food because they're like, "Yeah, that's not hygienic." I hate, or like people who like see food prep and people aren't using gloves and they're like, "I can't eat that because he used his bare hands." It's like, "Bitch, shut up." Like, that I can't do. that type of like snobby little, I only eat really clean shit. Like, ugh, that's so unrealistic.
Oh, when I was in India, there's like this thing called pani puri, which is like little like pastries that are hard with like water and like delicious stuff inside them. So I went to Juhu Beach to have them since I didn't know about any other place. Mm-hmm. I was sick for a month afterwards.
But like, would you eat it again?
Well, then like about 4 months later, I was like, yeah, I'm leaving for the U.S. I'm kind of better. I'm getting me pani puri the night before I leave. Got home, again, sick for a full month of diarrhea.
That. You completely deserve that. I'm so happy that happened.
Yeah, the last
My mom made me go to a doctor. Like, yeah, you need to go on some strong antibiotics for whatever's inside
you. What makes you think that it's something different was going to happen as a result?
Yeah, you just try to fucking live your life.
No, it's not living your life. What's that old saying?
What?
What insanity is.
Oh,
doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
But I was more going Nietzsche, you know, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and it does not. It just tears out your insides.
Yeah.
If it's not always, though, because, I grew up in the Philippines, and I generally think that my stomach used to be a little stronger when I was living there. When I came over here, I started eating all this like super clean shit, I guess. So when I go back home, I always get sick. But all my like family members back home, all their stomachs are made of steel. Nothing gets them sick. Like nothing.
Yeah.
I eat even a little. I accidentally swallow water from brushing my teeth over there. Fuck it. Like I have diarrhea for 2 weeks. But also I welcome diarrhea.
Well, since we talked about my brother with Alani going to my parents' house, mm-hmm. the whole time since then, I've been thinking about my parents and I've been kind of out of it.
Oh.
But their death, I don't want them to die.
You're not going to die.
I know, but still, like, as soon as we started talking about it, I tuned out and I haven't been adding anything. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just got sad now. I'm thinking about my grandparents.
Yeah.
Why did we go there?
I went there. I'm just because I had to acknowledge the
Come on,
truth.
Get back to squid and coconut water.
It's too late.
It's too late now.
Squid Vita Coco, come on.
I can't do it.
Me either.
Yeah. What? Are you being real?
My grandparents are old.
I know.
I just saw them.
Yeah, I know. You just get in these little things in your head, and I can't shake it.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalana. They love each other. They make out and make eye contact when they fuck.
My problem is that I feel like my girlfriend has given up on me trying to stay fit. We are 21 years old, and she is not fat. But she is definitely chubby and has, over the past few years, been getting chubbier. I try to stay in shape and work out regularly. And when I invited her to come exercise, she chooses not to. The thought that her appearance is only going downhill worries me because I'm in it for the long haul. I've been nagging her when she eats unhealthy and occasionally take her on hikes. But is there anything effective I can say or do to get her to change her habits? I really love her and would hate to weaken our relationship if I lose attraction to her. Thanks, you guys. Chris.
Ugh. If you really love her, dude, like, get off her back about it. It's just... let her do what she wants with her body. It's like saying, like, with Bobby, if I want him to get healthy, it's because I want him to be healthy. Not I don't. If he could keep this big belly of his and not be diabetic and live a very long life, I'd be like, yeah, keep the belly. I don't care what you look like.
Can you do that medically?
I think there are some thicker people who are perfectly healthy. But if you're saying, you know, you want her to change the way she looks, I think you need to look into yourself more than look into her flaws. Like, you have some growing up to do, because
but it inevitably people are never going to stay the same. You're going to get older, and when you look at like old couples, you think, I mean, yeah, there's no way to look at like your wife who's like 80 and go, yeah, no, but you go, I love this woman, she's been there the whole time. And there's something deeper.
If she's your person, dude, it doesn't matter what shape she comes in. She's your person. And you might be imposing all this like health and exercise stuff that you're doing and thinking.
Yeah, created internet porn.
I mean,
you can jerk off.
It's the same way. Like, if I told him, you know, I'd leave him because he's gained, you know, 10 pounds or 20 pounds. He's getting chubbier and chubbier. No, that's fucking wrong.
I am getting chubbier, but...
if he got 600 pounds, I'd be like, bro, there's a problem.
Also,
like,
go to that TV show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wiping your ass every day. You can barely get out of bed. That's a problem. But if she's happy with yourself, like, how dare you tell her how to be? If she likes the way she looks, if she's... All you can be there is if she's ready to be like, babe, I want to be healthy and I want to actually lose weight, then you can be like, yeah, let's go to the gym together. But don't impose that bullshit on her. If she's happy with herself, you should be happy with who she is.
Check yourself, bro.
Whoa. No, do what
no,
you
No, I
do.
Mean, he's being honest. It's an honest thing. I asked myself the same question. Would I be with somebody who I started off like Brad Pitt and all of a sudden he's gained 80 pounds and I'm like, fuck, like, yeah, I would probably be less attracted to them sexually. But if you think about it in the long haul, he says he's in it for the long haul. Mm. Like, you really stop looking at your partner sexually after 3 years anyways. So just wait out the 3 years. Sorry, babe. I still think about you. I just don't look at you during sex anymore, but that's okay.
Yeah, why do you always make double checks?
I mean, yeah.
Give your opinion to this guy. He needs it, Bobby.
Well, I just think that I just said it. It's inevitably that she's not going to stay sexy forever.
Neither are you.
Neither are you, dude.
Neither are you, dude. So, you know.
Yeah. She better be someone that you can talk to, that you can fucking just enjoy your silent moments with. Fuck what she looks like. I like my fatty over here.
Oh, well. We were watching a movie last night. We snuggle up. You watch a movie and you cuddle and it's nice to be there. You know, with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good.
There's really no way to tell her either. It just sounds arrogant when you tell a 21-year-old girl, hey, like...
How old is she?
He's 21, I think.
How old is she?
Probably around the same age, I'm guessing.
Well, that's uncalled for. You got to look good in your 20s.
Look, before 25, look good.
No, I thought you were talking about they're in the 40s.
No, these are children.
No. No.
What just happened with your...
No. I didn't know the facts. No, you got to get out or leave. Leave her.
Exactly. I would look
at her and go, listen, you're 21. Okay? You shouldn't be looking like that. And there are other 21-year-olds that I can be having. So you better fucking get on the fucking pod or shit or something.
How dare you?
How dare you?
No, what he should do is if he knows he's losing attraction, just spare her. Just be like, okay, dude, like I'm obviously going through a very superficial time in my life.
It's not superficial. She's 21. She should look 21.
Yeah, but what does 21 look like?
I'll show you. I'll Google it. I'll show you what it's supposed to look
you
like.
You weren't a fucking stud at 21.
I know, but that's why I had to do extra shit. I've already been telling that all the whole time.
The whole time, babe. No.
I was born, you know, I didn't win a genetic lottery. All right?
So then, maybe this girl didn't, but what's it to her if she's happy with herself?
Well, then you shouldn't be dating her in the first place.
If you were never... Yeah, if it's a problem
I'm
with
kidding.
You...
Do it.
L is for the way you look.
Everything's fine. You know I'm just kidding.
Well, it's
if
unhelpful.
If you love her, if it's unhelpful.
It's supposed to be unhelpful. Yeah, it's supposed to,
and just love.
We don't know the answer.
It's just love, guys.
It's love, guys. Oh. I mean, for me...
That's so fucked up.
My relationships with, like, my Christine, right? It wasn't the right fit.
Mm.
And I think that's the key, right? It's like, Christine was young, cute. You know, she's cute, whatever. But I just... With her, I feel things when I look at Kalila. Still to today.
Mm.
Sometimes it's not positive things.
Sometimes pure vitriol.
No, it's like she just does, you know what I mean? It's like I feel his these face. Things, you know? And I go, what the fuck? You know? But those things are healthy, I believe.
Mm.
They're not feelings of murder. Mm-mm. They're feelings of, what? She just drives me sometimes, you know? Like that whole thing, you know? But it's like you need to feel like when I was... We went to the dog park today, and she was walking in front of me, and I was looking at her. I love her legs, and the way her legs look, you know, with the dog.
I'm bow-legged.
I know, but I like it. It's like this visual sense of like, aw, you know, you gotta have little moments like that. What do we have time now?
Hour 10. Okay. Any shows?
Yes, Bobby will be at the Hilarities Cleveland June 1st to the 3rd. In Seattle, June 8th through the 10th, and in North Carolina, June 20 to the 21st. Go to bobbyleelive.com. I've just uploaded all.
And I'm
going
to let you know right now that I'm going to have to cancel a lot of dates.
Not in June, though.
I know, but the dates that I do have, you got to come.
Yeah.
Because I might not do it for a while.
Right.
Mm. Okay?
Yep.
But we'll always do this podcast.
Yep. Always?
Always.
Okay. What if we break up?
We'll still do it.
Thank God. I think that
you won't be on it, but we'll do it.
I would probably be okay if we can't talk like that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, why would you say that?
Why the fuck would you say that out loud?
You're talking about spreading your cheeks, and I had memories of my ex, and all of a sudden I thought it felt like the same thing, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. It just makes it quiet. Then you can smell it quicker to know if it's bad or not.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to.
I like smelling my own farts.
I would have to agree. I think I like my own, you know, brand too.
Yeah.
Or it's intriguing.
It's intriguing.
Have you ever clipped your toenails or nails and smelled them?
Yeah, of course.
I've eaten them.
Ooh.
Ah, fuck.
No, I'm kidding.
Joke time.
Joke time. Okay, let's do this thing.
Any announcements, George?
Nope.
We don't have any like housekeeping today.
Housekeeping.
Oh no, let's talk about the quick MMA minute. Yeah.
You guys do that real quick.
No, no,
I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Ioana.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, come back for Ioana's.
No, keep on. I really do have to go to the bathroom. I've been holding it for 20 minutes.
Okay. We'll leave Ioana until Bobby gets back.
MMA minute with Kalila, because Bobby's not coming back. Kalila, let's start with the main event really quick. UFC 211 in Dallas. Very big card. Stipe Miocic and Junior Dos Santos. You picked correctly.
Yes. Thank God.
Stipe, man. Another level. I switched it to JDS like right before the fight because like he looked good, but that chin.
Not to discount JDS's ability. He's amazing. And he's actually relatively young. He's 33. I just don't think he has a chin anymore.
What was the first fight that got him that way? Because I remember he was undefeated for a while.
Yeah.
He beat Kane.
He's been.
Who did he lose to?
TKO'd a few times now.
I don't remember who he lost to. Wow. Yeah, I don't remember. But yeah, Stipe.
So I picked Stipe. I picked Frankie. Frankie won. I did want Yair to win, though.
You won Yair, yeah.
I just like the kid. I think that he has like a good. He would make for like a great. He'll be a star. But he's only, how old is he? 24?
24.
Yeah, he's a long way
to go. He'll be a star.
Yeah. Who else did I pick?
Oh, by the way, Damian Maia and Jorge Masvidal. That was Damian Maia again. He better get that title shot.
Yeah.
They're saying it, but.
That wasn't the most exciting fight of the night, but I appreciate Damian Maia. I'm glad I chose him for the first time and he actually came through. Mm. Who else did I pick? The Henry Cejudo fight was
called off,
quote unquote injury, right? Was that proven?
I have no idea.
I really like watching Henry Cejudo fight, but I kind of like, there's something about him that kind of puts me off. The fact that he like misses weight. There's something about him.
His personality is a bit much. I know it's really him, but it seems fake. I'm like watching him on The Ultimate Fighter with Benavidez. It's like,
I didn't even watch that season.
You look at Benavidez, you're like, okay, real person. You look at Henry, it's like, are you doing this for the cameras? The way he talks is very.
But you can't fault him for that. He's doing a show.
Yeah.
He's doing a show. Everyone puts off a different
persona,
a version of themselves when they're on TV, and I totally get that, and I respect that because I think Bobby and I kind of sort of do it a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah, but there's something that puts me off about a lot of guys that like miss weight constantly. Mm. Like what's his name? Like DuBronx.
Oh yeah, Charles Oliveira.
Yeah. Or like I really really like him, but. Kevin Gastelum.
Yeah. He's the one I forgive him. I don't know why he's the only fighter.
He looks so sweet and he really is so talented. Like I do like him a lot.
I just love how he beats up guys bigger than him.
Yeah. But I also think there's an element of like
missing weight's annoying, yeah.
Or Johnny Hendricks, same thing.
I hate him for that.
Yeah.
And then same thing with Chris Cyborg.
Yeah, but also we're sitting on the fucking couch doing nothing while these guys go through like
are you kidding? We cut weight every week.
Renal failure. Yeah. I mean fucking Johnny Hendricks went to the fucking hospital for like damn near renal failure. Mm. So I mean, I'm talking like I've never done a sport. I've never thrown a kick in my life. So props to all you guys who don't make weight.
shout out to you guys. We're nobodies.
What other fights?
Yeah, and then your co-main event, Ioana.
Oh yeah.
Jędrzejczyk versus Jessica Andrade.
Dude, Andrade is a tough bitch. She just kept coming forward all five rounds and even throughout the very end she was swinging wildly but she was still coming forward.
Yeah, that's the cool thing, she just kept going.
But after, it's very interesting to me, like first and second round is always when you can see Ioana, you know, there were moments where you're like, oh, would she, it could go either way, right? Because Jessica Andrade is really a strong girl. But after a while, past like after the third round, she always puts on a clinic. After that, it's like she becomes a sniper, all her shots land I mean, like, significant strikes, it was like 300 versus like 40. It's crazy.
Yeah, she holds the record right now.
And she's so fast, you just don't even see it coming. So she fights what? Who? Rose Namajunas next?
Probably. I just want to say I'm happy that she's one of those people that decided to move to a different camp. She's like, look, I'm champion, but like I can still get better.
Yeah, and but it's not even shitting on her previous team or whatever. It's kind of like, look, fighters evolve. Fighters mm-hmm. have like different needs, you know, and she changed management. Like mm-hmm. she's a champion, you know?
She's smart.
Which is, but then you have guys like Stipe who will never leave.
Connor will never leave.
Yeah, which works, you know, different things mm-hmm. work for different people, but I'm really interested to see Rose fight Ioana next. I think Rose is really creative and fun to watch, and she's very slick and sneaky.
I understand that, but it's so different. Like,
yeah,
she's gonna die.
I'm with Ioana.
I'm with Ioana.
I think that Rose will be
if
a
Rose
champion
wins,
one day.
It's submission. I'm sorry, you're not standing with her.
Rose will be a champion someday. I just don't think it'll be the first time she meets Ioana.
True.
Which other fight was there? I think those are it, right? Those oh my god, the Eddie Alvarez fight. Oh
bleh. Such a good fight too.
Whew. Dude, Dustin Poirier was really
good. I was rooting
good.
For him. I was like, oh my, is your finally your chance to get a name under your record? Because
I was rooting for Eddie.
I was rooting for Dustin because, like, he every time he fights a top-ranked opponent, he always loses. He lost to Connor. He lost to Holloway, I think. He lost to the Korean Zombie.
Yeah.
He could just never get that one name fight.
Yeah.
I thought this was it. He was winning 2-3, or 2-0, actually.
How long has he been at lightweight now?
Probably three or four fights.
Wait, he's a 155, right?
Yeah, he used to be 145. All those other fights were 145. Like Connor was 145.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Because he fought Connor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he appealed it. But I don't... Maybe a rematch, I guess.
Yeah.
We can see it. I mean, he was going to beat Eddie, honestly.
But dude, Eddie was really hanging on there.
Because he's Rocky, all right?
Oh, God, I love that, though. I thought the decision... I don't know anything about being a referee either, so I'm not going to shit on Herb Dean, but that was a little bit confusing. So you're saying that they were saying that it would have been legal, but Dallas didn't accept, hasn't adopted the new rules yet.
All I know is from, obviously, it's very different from New York. The two rules are different. All I know what Herb was saying was he did not think there were three knees. The mm-hmm. first two, I think Joe and Cormier were saying that the first one was illegal.
Yeah.
Second
illegal?
Illegal.
Okay.
That's what they were saying on the broadcast.
Yeah.
I think they got it wrong. I agreed with them. I was like, oh, that's illegal. His hand was on the ground. But Herb was saying he tells all the fighters the same thing every time. For him, when he's watching a fight for a down hand, there has to be weight on it. You have if you fall and you support yourself, that's like, okay, down, right?
Yeah.
But if you're just putting your fingertips there, he calls that playing the game.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to allow a knee.
Okay.
You're playing the game. So the first two, in Herb's mind, those are okay. That's what I told the fighter. They know that. But as soon as that knee dropped, then the third one that knocked Dustin down or knocked him out, basically, that was illegal. And that's when he stopped it.
Yeah. I guess a no contest was fair. It just gets a little bit muddled. I don't.
But then, because he also said Eddie's knee was unintentional. Because that's on discretion of the referee. Yeah. He said if it was intentional, it would be in a DQ. But he ruled it as unintentional.
Yeah.
Which just sucks then. People can pretend when they're losing to knee someone, a downed opponent, and then you get a no contest instead of a loss. That's my only problem. It's like, how do you...
Yeah, that's a little too muddy for me. I think there needs to be very, very... And if they're going to have fights in these cities need to adopt universal rules.
Have the same
rules. It can't
be
like marijuana laws, man. Like, each state's got to have the same fucking rules because it confuses me. Yeah, it's controversial and it sucks because I really wanted to see all three of those rounds. I wanted to see Eddie Alvarez make it, like, barely survive that round and hopefully, you know, come
Rocky
back.
Rocky moment, yeah. It was great.
Oh, God. What a shitty end to a great fight, but...
Yeah, we wouldn't have done that. We would have made weight and we would have gone all three rounds. Because we're fighters.
God, I can't even make weight now if you paid me. Oh, God.
I can't keep away from just life. I just keep gaining it.
Yeah, just making gains.
Making those vegan gains, y'all. Also, I'm not vegan. George, anything?
Sure? If you want your free walk, don't forget to go to WEG. Ooh, download the WEG app and sign up today for your first walk free.
Because if you have a dog, you need it. All right, make sure you follow us on Instagram at TigerBelly, on the Twitters at TheTigerBelly, and also email us any questions at thetigerbelly@gmail.com. You can follow Kalila on social media at
Calamity K. That's K-H-A-L-A-M-I-T-Y-K.
Boom. And George at
you just gotta try to find me. Who cares? Okay. I'm not playing that online game no more. Just follow TigerBelly.
In reality, George wants to be a social media star. And help him out.
And check out the YouTube and everything else.
And Stevie Weeby.
Have you always wanted to become a star, George?
You sure look like one.
I don't need it, is the thing. I don't have a big enough drive.
George, you look at me right now. Would you rather be a producer or a superstar? Famous superstar.
I always do the producing work, is the thing. So, as far as a need...
Different story than we heard off mic, huh?
He's been taking acting classes every week.
Off of who? Who'd you hear a story from? Off mic? I don't know no mics.
No, what you tell us when the mics aren't on.
Oh, no. There's skills to gain.
Yeah.
But as far as, like... What do I do? If I wake up in the morning, there's two things to do. I'm going to do the producing thing
that
first.
That is true. He does.
And then I'll write my stand-up maybe 3 days later.
You're a fucking rock star at delegating, though. Let me tell you. The amount of emails I receive from you is really impressive.
It's very impressive.
It's slowed down lately.
Oh, my God. I was like, where's George? Because I have not received the same barrage of emails, and I felt really like I kind of missed you.
Aww.
Don't say that, because now you're going to get
please
folders.
Don't.
We're doing good. We're doing good. Things are fairly automated.
I was like, is
at the
he
moment.
Okay? Is he dating someone new? Is he not on his computer anymore?
Is that what you right away you go to that?
Yeah, because I'm always like, oh, he probably spent the night over there and at his new girl's place.
She probably jerked him off. It went in his eye. You know, the same old story.
The usual.
The usual.
The huge.
Guys, that's our show. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Ouch. Bye. 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 Bye.